And as promised, in the house live today on the station Making Waves, we have for you very special guest Sid Detroit in the house along with the band and Jennifer Westwood of the Handsome Devils along with Dylan Dunbar. Welcome everybody out there in the studios of WHFR. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. Jennifer, you are the head of Jennifer Westwood and the Handsome Devils.
Thanks for reminding the guys of that. Oh, I appreciate it.
Yay. And that is, so you're kind of like a rock, country, blues. You have fans of all genres out there, don't you, that follow you?
Yeah, we do. You know, we just try to play some good music, I guess, and hopefully people like what we do. We're definitely influenced by gospel, blues, country, Dylan Dunbar.
Oh. Cool. Very cool. And I know I've been out and about in town, and I go, yeah, I'm kind of in the music industry. You know, I'm a DJ. And they go, oh, do you know Jennifer? So it must be you, Jennifer, because I get a lot of it. You got to know Jennifer.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Out and about. And so you have Dylan with you today. How long have you guys have been together? And something a little about the beginning.
Like together or together?
Oh, are you together? Okay, so if I'm talking about Jennifer Westwood, you're coming off the road, aren't you? Just got back from Chicago?
We did a one-offer in Chicago last night with myself, Dylan, and Jackson Smith. We did a acoustic show out there. It was fun. So yeah, we just rolled in hours ago.
And you're doing over 200 gigs a year, aren't you?
That is what we strive for.
Oh, that's cool. And today you're gonna kind of do the bluesy side of your music here, because you did say you do rock, country, and the gospel of the blues like that.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I tend to tell people a lot of people misunderstand what we do that haven't heard us, and people are like, oh, you're a country band. And as I was telling you earlier, I don't think most country music stations, at least up north, they wouldn't touch us with a 10-foot pole. So
when your beginnings of your musical career, where did you, how did you get to the country where you are now?
Well,
what did you do?
Like most people, growing up in Detroit, singing in other big cities, I grew up singing in church. Singing in Detroit, singing gospel of all, both kinds, both good kinds, the country kind and the urban kind, I guess you would say. And from there, I got job offers from people coming and singing me and hearing me sing in church. I did a brief stint with Carl Carlton, Bad Mamma Jamma. I sang backup for him at a couple of very interesting shows. And I started doing some commercial work, doing voiceover and vocals for commercials, and then it turned into kind of writing some of that stuff, and until I made my way to this gentleman. Yes.
And now you're here at WHFR.FM, and we're going to do some live tunes. And out here in the band, so people are listening, we've got Sid Detroit and the band, and Sid Detroit part out there, you want to introduce yourself out there? Guys, we have on bass
Joe Veloz. He doesn't have a mic, so.
Oh, okay. And then on drums, we've got Glenn Giordano. And that is, we've got Sid right behind me here helping out. And
hi, Sid.
He's helping produce the show over here. So we're got some music for us so the people out here can hear Miss Jennifer Westwood along with Dylan Dunbar and Sid Detroit and the band. And what are we going to do here now?
What are we going to do, guys? What's first? Okay, we're going to do Wade in the Water, which is a traditional throwback. It's a gospel tune, basically an old spiritual that we kind of put our own twist on.
Very cool. All right, then. Thank you. Here is Jennifer Westwood along with Sid Detroit and the band. Mm-hmm.
trouble the world day. Oh, 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 I'm so wet. Well, who's that young girl dressed in white? When the Israelites, the Lord's gonna trouble the world. Hunter, I say, head in the water, head in the water, children, head in the water. The Lord's gonna trouble, trouble, yeah. Well, who's that young girl dressed in blue, wait in the water? Must be God's children are coming through. The Lord's gonna trouble the world. I said, head in the water, head in the water, children, head in the water. Young girl dressed in red, waiting in the water. Must be God's children and Moses led. Lord's gonna trouble the world. Your daddy's rich, and your mama, she's looking. So hush, little baby, don't you say a word. Come on, Dylan.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you very much. You have a gorgeous voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was Wade in the Water. Tell us about something about the CD that came off of.
Greetings from This Town. We released last May, and that, unless our crazy touring schedule ensued. It was in the works for a little while. Some of the songs were songs that Dylan and Jackson and I actually worked on, along with Johnny Badanjic and some different collaborators. And what was intended to be kind of a recording based on a three-piece with a slightly different vibe, we decided to go, you know, full bandwidth, and we pieced it together. At the start, we didn't have any budget, so we booked a half a day here, a half a day there, and then we had a little party that we used to raise funds for a good chunk of the full-length CD. And
is it self-produced then, or is it on a label?
It's not on a label. We would love to be on a label, and we would love anyone that wants to invest in us to please contact me.
And our listening audience out there. And do you have a website? Why don't we just throw that in right now and tell us where we can find those CDs?
You can find everything on jwhandsomedevils.com or jenniferwestwood.com, if that's easier for you to remember.
And the name of the CD that they are looking for?
Greetings from This Town. And it's basically, we're very influenced, obviously, by Detroit, Detroit life, my personal history with Detroit and my family. But we didn't want to be in your face with the Detroit stuff.
But speaking of Detroit, since we are, PJ Lagers tonight, down on Michigan Avenue, right down there, right before, I think that is in Corktown, like where the parade stops or starts.
Yep,
down there.
Right down there in the heart of it all.
Yeah, so you'll be down there tonight, and then you're going out to the Long Branch Saloon the next night, which is Saturday. Where is that at?
That's in Carlton, Michigan, kind of getting down near Monroe.
And then Zeke's, I know I'm going to see the Orbitsons, and I saw you guys playing with them a couple weeks ago, but you're playing at Zeke's on Sunday, is that?
Yeah, that's actually a very important date. We are doing 3 Honky Tonk Sundays a month there, and it's going to be happening while we're gone. We basically have a collective of musicians. We organize it, but we do Honky Tonk Sunday. So it's like Zeke's, in the spirit of what we do. It's Honky Tonk, Juke Joint, all that stuff.
And that
together.
One's in Ferndale.
Yes, and there's going to be some fabulous people while we are out of town on tour performing there, so keep going.
Okay, then you're in Lexington, Kentucky over at Willie's Locally Known. How about that one?
That is awesome. Well, it's a new room. He just moved it, rebuilt his room. It's a great listening room. It's known for fabulous music. We're excited about that.
Acoustics, yay. And then Muscle Shoals, Alabama at Champy's Chicken. Do I have that right?
Evidently that's a thing.
Okay, so. And then back in March, we're out in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at Lava Cantina.
Yeah, another one we're excited about.
And then I think this is a big one. The next day in New Orleans, we're on the 2nd. If anybody's hanging out in New Orleans, Louisiana, House of Blues, Big Mama's Lounge.
Yes, and we again, excited. And this is kind of the interesting thing is I think we have been received better by the blues community than the country community, especially up north.
Down south,
it's a different thing.
Well, they wear all those rhinestones. Must be heavy, you know, to walk around with all that. But anyways, yeah, the blues world is a loving world, and they do kind of have open arms. And if you're as good as your voice, oh, beautiful. And the places you've played, like, what is the best venue so far on your whole list there? Cross country? Because you're going to Texas and everywhere. Do you get national across?
We did a residency in San Angelo, Texas, which we're doing again at the House of Fifi Dubois. We're doing that in July. I would say that place, and probably my favorite show we've played this year was at Skipper's Smokehouse in Tampa. It was just an awesome crowd and a sold out show, and we were thrilled to be part of their biggest event of the year, being from Detroit and not the Tampa area.
Oh yeah, that Detroit tag does.
Oh, there's a lot of love for Detroit. Yes. I mean, we had people in their Detroit paraphernalia right in the front row, and it was just a beautiful thing.
Oh, great. And how about the wildest place name-wise of a venue that you played? You got a good one for a name?
Dylan might disagree, but the wildest name and the wildest night was probably Chubb's Pub in Fargo, North Dakota. We rolled into town and we sat down at the bar and asked if we could do a show that night. It was a Monday, and it turned into quite it was a thing.
Spontaneous. Yeah. Sometimes those are the best ones. And the CD I've got ready to roll, would you like to play one off there right now?
Yeah,
give
sure.
you a little break.
Sounds good.
Yeah, how about
you that? Guys, is okay? Yeah.
Bad Luck Charm. What's the CD called again?
Greetings from This Town.
Okay, and here's a cut called Bad Luck Charm. Jennifer Westwood and the Handsome Devils. The name of that one is Bad Luck Charm. And it's on your CD. And the name of that one again?
Greetings from This Town.
Greeting from This Town. And live in the studios of WHFR.FM 89.3, Andrew Ford College Radio, we have Sid Detroit and the band. Special live appearance today on Highway 61 with me, Kitty Love. We'll be here from 2 to 4 each and every Friday, but right now we have special live on the air, and this is what WHFR gets to do. We get to bring in beautiful people, bands out there, and let you hear a little about them. And one heck of a lady we have here, Jennifer. Welcome back again. Hi.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you very much for coming down and playing some live music for our listening audiences out there here at the station, Making Waves. And there is some big things happening here in Detroit. We have the Detroit Music Awards, and you are Jennifer Westwood. In competition for Outstanding Country Artist / Group and Outstanding Country Vocalist. Congratulations
well,
for the nomination.
You. And I have to tell you that someone told me the other day that we were on the ballot for a couple things, but they didn't tell me what. And so you're the first one person to tell me, and I did not know.
Oh, there are some fabulous.
Thank you for to whoever nominated us for that. I appreciate it.
Very cool. Yeah, there's a long list of Detroit artists. That Detroit Music Awards coming up the end of April. And I want to ask you something about, you do much of the writing on these. Are these all your songs, or how do we do on this CD?
Yeah, a lot of it, some of it starts with me just, you know, with song ideas and doing some writing. Every once in a while, there's the rare song that just pops out, like one song, Round and Round, on the CD, which is, I mean, the CD is kind of a depressing CD, actually. It's about how I feel in winter in Detroit. And but a lot of the songs, Dylan and I, we sit down together and we start, it starts with a guitar lick, and you know, it happens various ways, but as far lyrically and all that, that's me.
That's you. It's something that just comes to you. And when you write about things like the one, our town,
this town,
you did have something special that you did write about that one.
Yeah, and I really appreciate it when we play it live and people are really into it and respond to it, because it's about my grandparents. They were from north of Pittsburgh area, coal country, and they were country music musicians, or my grandpa more so, and his family. And my grandma was killed on the way home from a gig, and he kind of left the kids with different family members while he went to find work. And he, for a time, ended up in Detroit, then Toledo with my mom and her siblings. And they were living in Toledo at the time, but he was working in Detroit, and he was killed by a train.
Oh, no.
So it's kind of about, the song itself is like, it's kind of everybody's story in Detroit. Everybody has a reason they ended up here. Most people haven't been here forever, and usually it's one of your ancestors came here to build a better life for their family.
And here we are, and you are where you are because of them. And you did have some of that growing up all around you, the music, and there was hopefully love and support and all that.
I have a wonderful family.
Oh, that's fabulous. That always works wonders. And you have some more music for us to share?
Music director, what are we doing? Dylan says we're doing Ventilator Blues.
Oh, well, that sounds cool. Would you like to do that then?
Here we go.
Okay, some more Jennifer Westwood.
Yeah.
I do want to take advantage of this mic and mention that Joe Veloz had everything to do with the arrangement of that song originally. So I just remembered it as we were sitting here playing.
Very cool.
Yay.
WHFR, Dearborn.
I don't want no enemy. I don't.
yeah.
Thank you very much. We just heard Brett McMahon before that, Ventilator Blues. And we've got Jennifer Westwood in the studio with Sid Detroit in the band, along with Dylan Dunbar. Thank you very much for that beautiful music, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. And we have something, some more questions for you, a Q&A.
All right.
What's up for you in the future plans here? Going down the road, I know you're doing this now, and you've got over like 200 still looking at for the year, 200 gigs or so?
I sure as hell hope so.
Oh, yeah.
We, after this upcoming tour, we will be home until early June, going to be out on the road, out west and returning, and we'll be home for a couple weeks in June, and then we go to Texas for our second residency in West Texas, which we're really excited about. We love the folks down there and wish we could charter a bus and take y'all down there, because I know it'd be a great party if we had half of Detroit and half of West Texas in the same room.
Woo-hoo. And tonight at PJ's, you're here in Detroit tonight.
Yes.
PJ's Lagerhouse down there on Michigan Avenue in Corktown, right before the freeway there. Just, what would that be? East of
Sixth and Michigan Avenue.
Sixth and Michigan Avenue. Thank you, Sid Detroit. He's doing some producing. And Alan Cantino is here, the great, wonderful Alan, doing some sound for us. Thank you, Alan. And we have Jennifer Westwood from Jennifer Westwood and the Handsome Devils, along with Dylan Dunbar and Sid Detroit in the band. And you have one more song for us to play.
Yes, we will. We would love to do one more song for you.
Oh, we've got that time, and we have you in the studio, so thank you.
Let's do it.
And it's called?
We're doing a Tom Waits song.
Make It Rain?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Took out my money in my best friend. You know the story, here it comes again. I have no pride, I have no shame. You gotta make it rain. Send your own, but deep inside it hurts. So I'm just another sad cast on this alcohol. I need to believe in the mercy of the world. Stretched out alone, I need to feel the whip of thunder in the wind of my home. I'm not able, I'm just came open up the heavens, make it rain. I'm close to heaven. Oh, I'm pressing the gate. Trapped in a purple soul that I can't escape. It's the same old song. No, it looks the same. You gotta make it rain. Make it rain. Thank you.
I'm close to heaven. Oh, I'm pressing the gate. I'm trapped in a purple soul that I can't escape. It's the same old song. Nothing looks the same. You gotta make it rain. Make it rain.
Yay. Thank you. Make it rain. We've got Jennifer Westwood along with Dylan Dunbar, Sid Detroit, and the band. Thank you very much. And you want to tell us again websites where we can find you at in the CD, cdbaby.com or something like that?
JenniferWestwood.com, JWHandsomeDevils.com. Everything is on there. You can get links to purchase our songs, our music on iTunes. And if anybody feels like making it rain our way, please do so. I would really appreciate it.
And you're going to be at PJ's Lager House tonight.
Yes, we
there.
Are.
Okay, and what time do you start?
What time do we start? I think around, we're probably around 10 o'clock.
Very cool. I'd like to thank you all for coming to the studios today. Thank Henry Ford Community College for having us
here. Thank you guys so much for having us.
Yeah, Sid Detroit in the band. We've got Joseph Veloz on bass, Glenn Giordano on drums, Jennifer Westwood, beautiful vocals there. Thank you. And Dylan Dunbar on guitar. Sound man extraordinaire, Alan Contino. Thank you very much. And Sid Detroit for all your help. You guys are wonderful. Thanks very much. All right, and we're going to go off with some of your music here. We're going to listen to Cowgirl Blues and This Town, and the CD is called, one more time,
Greetings from This Town.
All right, thank you very much. I want to shout out to anybody out there?
My mom. Hi, Mom.
Anybody else?
My boyfriend, Dylan Dunbar.
Oh, cool. All right, guys. Thank you very much. And here's some more music of Jennifer and the Handsome Devils, Jennifer Westwood and the Handsome Devils.
It's so hard, oh, Keep screwing.